Why was it then that Max Clifford tried to get me fired? So here comes that story. I was editing the Sunday magazine, which was the colour supplement magazine with the News of the World, a newspaper some of you might recall. And at that time, Mr. Clifford represented Joan Collins, and Ms. Collins was going out with a guy called Bill Wiggins. Bill Wiggins was known as Bungalow Bill. I'll put this carefully. There wasn't a lot going on upstairs, but downstairs it was supposedly phenomenal. This was Joan Collins' description. I hope I've done that in a way that's not offended anybody. It sounds ridiculous now, but in the world of tabloids in which Roy Green stayed, with whom we've just spoken, and Max Clifford worked, Bungalow Bill Wiggins was the hottest property in town. And I devised this brilliant idea that spoke, perhaps a little bit, to what Max Clifford liked. I phoned up Clifford and I said, look, we'd like to do a fashion shoot with Bungalow Bill. We'll dress him up as Bond, we'll dress him up as Cary Grant, we'll dress him up, oh, Harrison Ford, I don't know, all the sort of characters. No, I don't want to, he's not doing any interviews because his interview is worth £50,000, and I said, I haven't got £50,000, what I'll do, I'll give you £5,000 or whatever it was for a fashion shoot with Bill Wiggins. Right, it's agreed. Now, what I didn't tell Mr. Clifford was that everybody who worked on that shoot was in fact a journalist. So the fashion consultant was a journalist, the hairdresser was actually a journalist, the girl who did the makeup was a journalist, and the photographer was obviously a photographer, but he was someone who also I'd worked with at The Sun. So everybody there is listening for every kind of whisper they can get. So that as they're dressing him up, the girl would say, and they're all, I chose pretty women as well, oh, I bet Joan would love to see you in this tuxedo, wouldn't he, Bill? Oh, yeah. What sort of clothes do you like to wear? So if you wear every single word, would you like a glass of champagne? But yes, I bet you and Joan sometimes have champagne. Well, yes, we do. What sort of champagne? Well, we actually like Louis, whatever it, what it might be. So, of course, the upshot is we get the works. Pages 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boom. 50 grand not going the way of Mr. Clifford. He goes absolutely spare. Writes a letter to my then boss and says this is an appalling display of journalism and that Nick Ferrari should be fired because he has morals lower than a snake's belly. I've changed the word. Lower than a snake's belly. The first I hear about it is my boss ringing me up. It's not Kelvin, it's someone else. Brilliant editor called Wendy Henry. Rings me up, roaring with laughter, saying this is absolutely marvellous. And if she can, she's going to put me down for a pay rise because I've upset Max Clifford. So that's the story of how my morals, and we got a great interview out of it.